So I mentioned before there was a beautiful sight on the television today as I was flicking the channels around, and it wasn't the Prime Minister speaking. It wasn't the Super Bowl. It was a little press conference with the family of Peter Greste, and there was something different about this one. They were smiling and they were laughing. It was a glorious sight, and maybe a sight they didn't think they were going to see. The reason they were smiling and laughing is their son, Peter Greste, who was stuck in jail by the Egyptian authorities. The journalist who was working for Al Jazeera, the Australian journalist working for Al Jazeera, stuck in jail, ridiculous charges, and was there for 400 days. But he is on his way home. And his brother, who we've talked to many times, and I thank him for that, Andrew Greste, is on the line. Hi, Andrew.
G'day, Justin.
Well, I'm going to ask you the most obvious of questions, if you don't mind. How are you all going?
Running on adrenaline. It's just been an enormous and joyful day. It's often wondered whether we'd actually ever get here, but now that it's happened, I couldn't be happier.
Was that feeling there? I mean, there must have been some dark times where you thought, no, that we're not. We're up against a government of another country. We're not going to be able to get him out.
Oh, of course. There were many times like that where you were wondering whether you're doing the right thing, whether you're actually making progress, or whether we were, you know, going to face a 7-year period of detention. So there were plenty of times like that. And it's, you know, just thanks to the persistence of everyone in the team and everyone just wasn't willing to give up on Peter and realised that there was a massive injustice occur here, and we've all been rewarded, and I couldn't be happier, and I just can't thank the people of Australia who have supported him, and the government, and the legal team, and the diplomats have just done an outstanding job in getting him home.
Well, you mentioned the government. The old Abbott government's taken a hit politically over the last couple of weeks, but they certainly pulled one out here, didn't they?
Oh, that's right. I think I know that Julie Bishop personally has really taken Peter's case very to heart and shown a personal interest and tried wherever she can to seek his release, as have the members of DFAT and their consular crisis management group, and the ambassadors, Australian and also Latvian ambassadors in Cairo. So they've done an outstanding job. I think that there's probably been times when they haven't been visible in their activity, but I think rest assured that they were obviously not willing to let this go until he was free.
They were working away. Where's Peter right now?
At the moment he's in Cyprus, so obviously our first priority was to get him out of Egypt into a safe place as quickly as possible once the news had come through. So he'll be there for the next little while until he can figure out his next move. He's on his way back to Australia, which will occur in the next few days.
Oh, well, and how's he going? I mean, he's obviously thrilled that this has happened and happy to be out, but that would really rattle anybody, no matter how tough they are and how seasoned they are, that rattle anyone. How's he going?
He's a tough guy, but 400 days in conditions like that and going through an experience like he's just been through is obviously going to have a toll on him and an impact on his character and on his on his soul. So, but I'm confident that he'll get through it and come out a stronger and more rounded person.
Yeah.
So, it's much easier to get through the next period of adjustment than it has been the last 400 days.
Now, I heard a lovely little bit of garbage today that he was coming back to Australia to serve out the rest of his sentence. Have I got that wrong? I hope I've got that wrong.
Yeah, you certainly have. Look, there's absolutely no conditions attached to his release. So he's coming back to Australia, a free man and free to do what any normal Australian free to do. So.
Yeah.
There's no conditions at all. Obviously, there's some detail that we have to get across in terms of his legal status within Egypt, but that's really almost a you know, almost irrelevant from our point of view. Our primary focus was to get him out of
Get him back and safe. Yeah, absolutely. Was it, I'm just interested, Andrew, was it a judicial process or was it the president that stepped in and made the call?
Look, we understand that it was done under the guise of the presidential decree, which was enacted back in November. And in early December, Peter made an application to be deported under that decree. So it's my understanding that's the sort of regulation or the decree that he's actually been released from Egypt.
Okay. Andrew, I know people in the media know how hard how hard the family has worked and how hard you have worked to make this happen. There have been a lot of sleepless nights for you. I know it has been tough. Seeing your parents today and smiling and laughing is just one hell of a sight, and congratulations to you. And please give all our best to your family and to Peter particularly.
Oh, I certainly will. And I know he's forever grateful for the support that he's received here in Australia. It's certainly sustained him in jail and it's sustained us in this campaign. And again, like I said, we're only small-wheeled in a massive team and a group effort that got this result.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't agree with that last bit, but it's certainly a great result, mate. It was no small thing to grab an Australian just doing his job and stick him in jail for 400 days, as you well and truly know, mate. But look, well done again, and all the best.
Thanks very much, Justin. Talking to you.
No problem, mate. Andrew Grester, brother of Peter Grester, they're good family. They're just good people. And Peter Grester, he was just over in Egypt covering a story, doing a little piece to camera, as they call it, talking into the camera, just doing his job, just a journalist, telling the story as straight as he could possibly see it. And the government said, oh, no, you're supporting the other side there. We're going to stick you in jail. And 400 days he went through that rubbish. The Egyptian government, the Egyptian authorities, we're just happy that Peter Grester is out, but those authorities and the government, anyone who had anything to do with locking him up, should be on their hands and knees and begging that family for forgiveness.